When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh yeah, I unmuted myself early because it's weird 5 seconds of silence. Welcome everybody to the Athletic Fantasy wonderful. Football Perdcast. Brandon Funston,
yo,
in the house.
What's up? Playoffs,
jiggy jiggy in the house. Yeah, it's time for the playoffs. I assume everyone watching is in the same boat. We were up very late last night watching the end of that game, man. How about that?
Yeah, Vegas was sweating it out.
And then poor Brian Flores.
Black Monday. But Brandon Staley, man, what do you guys think? Like, I just think he blew it with that timeout. I think everything was going, trending towards they were just going to run it, you know, and they called a timeout and they swap pack team packages, like personnel, and
that was the catch for you.
The Raiders,
like the time,
man.
The timeout was definitely questionable, but it wasn't the fourth.
Oh
down
well, that was
inside your own.
You know, Brandon Staley reminds me of
love Staley,
the guy right out of college who thinks he knows it all. You know, and he's like learned all these new things, and then like, but he hasn't, you know, spent some time on the beat, and he's just, I mean, he's.
No, but hey, look, Jiggles got the call there. Like, it was not as bad as Joe Judge's QB sneak on 3rd and 9 inside their own 10.
No matter what happens, the Giants can always one-up a team. Is that what you're saying?
You were talking about playing Madden. That was like playing your 8-year-old nephew, and he didn't know what button he pressed.
Jake, I know you put up that poll. I would still take Adam Gase over Joe Judge at this point.
I mean,
just me.
You just
as a fellow Giants fan.
Your answer is just get rid of everybody and just go pick up Flores.
I would love Brian Flores.
His next step is going to probably be amazing because he learned all his lessons. The biggest problem is the coaching staff situations that he did, but he's learned. And you take it on the chin, first job, now move on. And
tough.
Come on, Giants.
Well, he was handed Chan Gailey, right? Mm. Was Chan Gailey pre-existing or did he bring in Chan Gailey?
Mm. I think he had an input on that.
All right, enough. Enough of this.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a different show, right? Or are we the show that has to talk about it because we're the only show right now for the Athletic?
No, you still have the other show.
Right, okay. So let's talk about fantasy playoffs. This is interesting. Like, I know I didn't send you guys a rundown because we're just going to go team, game by game, team by team, player by player, and talk this through. But I do want to, Brandon, let me just start with you. What, like, when you, like, I'm not a huge fantasy playoffs guy. I'll play, like, one or two if someone sends me a link. I know NFFC has a pretty serious one. You know, people jump in DraftKings, FanDuel, all that. But what's your preferred fantasy playoff format?
Just telling Jake this. Sites. It used to be you would get 6 people in a league and you draft 2 team quarterbacks because there was 12 playoff teams. Now there's 14, so now you get 7. But you draft 2 team quarterbacks. You draft 2 team defenses. Yes, you even draft 2 team kickers, Jake, because you want to have people have a chance for as long as possible. But And then you go 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, and 2 flex. And it basically empties out all the relevant players in the playoffs. And the whole deal is it's a draft. You draft a player, you have him, nobody else does. And you're just trying to get as many points, but also get your players as many games as possible. So you're kind of balancing that idea of, do I want the guy that could go huge in round 1, but then he's out? You know, he's like a decided underdog. Or do I want the guy who gets middling points, but could go all the way to the Super Bowl? So, but it's basically a draft. It's a draft, but it's very rigid in that you have to have a certain amount of people drafting, and there's not much flexibility in that. No flexibility. Yeah.
Set it up. Let's do it. We get the 3 of us, DVR.
No. Nope.
Yeah, Jake?
No. Jake. I don't play with kickers. No.
It's team kickers. It's not individual kickers.
So just don't put it. Team kickers. Come on, Jake.
I don't care what it is. I'm not playing.
Why don't you just get a lucky reader who can pick the kickers for you so that way you don't have to do it?
No.
Jiggy.
I'm sorry that you guys can't stand to your morals, but I do.
It's not morals. Jake, what's your format then? Have you found a format that doesn't have kickers for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Does that exist?
Yeah. Anytime you can create whatever the hell you wanted to create. I don't
create
mind
your own
that.
League. I just jump in the pools, man. You create your own thing?
The pools, I mean, you could do that. You could do DFS where you, but you could have a DFS league where your continuing score rolls over like that through 4 weeks. Highest defense or DFS score through all of it. You could do that. You could do the one where NFL.com has theirs, but they also do have kickers, is the one where you pick and then you roll over 2x points if you have the same player, and then it's 4x if it's so, like, basically you
want to. Yeah, NFFC does that too.
Does it?
Yeah, so you get the wild card guy and you get bonuses every round, basically, if the wild card team advances.
Yeah, well, so is it bonuses or 2x? So the NFL one is.
Well, 2x points, which is a bonus, really, like a bonus multiplier.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, the second round is 2x the points if they're still there, 3x the points. And you can switch out if you lose a guy. But so it's that trying to find the balance of whether or not do I try to take somebody on a bye and sacrifice to get that double digit because I know they'll be playing a week two, or do I try to find the team that I think is going all 4 weeks to the Super Bowl and that type of thing. So, yeah, it could go either way.
I wish there was a way, like a just a standard for this that was easy to understand. It might be a little more popular. But I don't know. Like, now that you can bet basically everywhere, does it matter? Like, as part of the fun of this was trying to determine which wild card teams were going to make it through, but now you can just go to, like, you know.
Well, now also that whole carrying over the butt, like, how many people are really going to take Titans players at this point? Because that's the thing. Is you know,
I think people take Derrick Henry.
Is it worth it, though? Because you're sacrificing one game. What if the Bengals upset them?
Yeah, like it's not
next.
It's not like Kansas City getting the bye. It's like
we're two teams. There was a lot more of hey, yeah, it might be worth taking the team on the bye. But now, I mean, honestly, I would say that if you're going to do the bonus one, I would expect that most people will have Buccaneers and Chiefs on their teams.
Yeah, I could see Patrick Mahomes being the most rostered quarterback, not Brady. Yeah, would you think it's Brady?
No, I would say it's Patrick Mahomes, because then you're going to have the split of whether or not it's the Packers or Brady.
Because here's your pool of quarterbacks is Tannehill, Roethlisberger, Mahomes, Mac Jones, Josh Allen, Derek Carr, who, you know, shined in the spotlight last night.
I think Josh Allen might be close, but the fact is they probably get the Chiefs in the second round unless...
I agree with Rex Ryan. I don't think anybody's afraid of the Chiefs anymore. Like, maybe they're chalk, but they're not that chalky.
They have the second best odds to win the Super Bowl right now.
If the Patriots beat the Bills, the Patriots go to play Titans, and then the Chiefs would get Bengals or Raiders. So they get Bengals, Raiders, or Bills. So you can see why people still think the Chiefs would have a decent path to the Super Bowl.
I feel like the Chiefs have played now 36 games over the last two seasons. But I'm just saying, like, they play, like, I feel almost like they're playing kind of possum, like, I had a theory that the Yankees used to do this. When the Yankees were so awesome. Yeah, they coasted a little bit during the season. And then, like, just like, okay, playoffs, let's go. Like, let's lock it in now. We messed up last year. Let's not screw around anymore. Like,
yeah,
let's go.
I don't know. Except for when you watch those games and how they lose and Mahomes is looking terrible and he's looking visibly upset. It doesn't look like it's like a, this is all part of the plan, you know. Right.
Well, except for that part. That's all part of the plan. So we got Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, and Matthew Stafford. Let me just take you on a side here. The San Francisco-Dallas game. So I had to write the blurb for the expert pick for our betting preview column. And I kind of landed on Dallas is going to win by 14. I was going to tease it up. I don't know, man. Dak Prescott could be the guy here. Maybe I might want to take that back. No, I guess you're right. Like, Mahomes, they could definitely be... They're going to be the Steelers. Brady, they're going to be the Eagles. But Dak Prescott getting past the 49ers isn't such a
I think that's
a sure
that's
thing, right?
The most ripe for the upset of a visit... Is a visiting
the 49ers?
Of a visiting team coming in and winning, I think, is the 49ers.
I don't think there's a chance.
Wow.
Man, I think the Cowboys are going to kill them.
I don't know. I mean, they've been a roller coaster.
But hey, this is why we play the game, right?
What, 5-6 weeks? They've had some highs, but man, they've had some lows too. They're all over.
Who, the 49ers Cowboys. or the Cowboys?
Cowboys, yeah.
The last 2 weeks have been kind of ridiculous.
Well, it was 3 weeks ago that they had the other 50-point game, wasn't it? They had a lower one in between there. But anyways, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They've had some very high highs.
Yeah, come on, Jake.
Wins, right? No doubt.
That's going to be interesting. Jake, when you're putting together your roster, like, what are you going to first? Like, are you saying, like, I need to get myself, Amari Cooper. I got to get myself, well, not Travis Kelce would have been a good example, but I guess not right now. Jamar Chase. Like, how are you doing this? Are you looking at teams that are going to win and go a couple rounds, and then you're going to go there? Or are you looking at, like, individual players, like, I don't care. I'll take the, you know, the 25-point game.
For which format? Because it depends.
That's why I hate this so much. Let's just say we're going to be playing the NFFC format where you get bonused into the next couple rounds. Let's say there's no swap outs. Let's say you're kind of locked in there. Because I think that's still the most popular way. It's a draft and hold. You can't swap out players.
So you
maybe you can swap out one or two, but like that's just for the practice here. Let's just say you can't swap anybody out.
It's like it's trying to do like the water level thing. You can't do it just one thing because you can't take a little bit out, and you got to keep balancing the whole way down. So you got to say in your mind like, okay, who do I think can make the run to the Super Bowl, and then what's the position scarcity? So that's you got to fold the two together. So like the Kelce would be a good example. Could be like, all right, am I 100% confident the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl? Then you're like, okay, Kelce's probably the most valuable player, period, because nobody comes close to him at tight end, and especially if he gets four games. Yeah, so that's how you have to play this. Then you can say, all right, well, if I think the Kelce doesn't even make it past the next round, whether facing the Bills, then you're like, all right, well, that value goes out the window. So now what's left? Is it quarterback? Is it running back? And that's how you have to look at it. That's why you can't do one without the other.
Good non-answer, Jake. Funston, we had a question up from PodPro 2 DVR. Something like there you go. PodPro 2 R DVR. Oh, weird. Wonder what that extra R is for. Anyway, which teams are you trying to stack if you're getting leverage and avoiding Bucks and Chiefs? And I mean, is stacking even a good idea here where you can
DFSer. I'm out in the state of Washington where I don't DFS at all. So, but I'm going to the Rams because I think the Rams could go to the Super Bowl. They're not in a first round bye. Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford and Sony Michel, like that. Arizona is an easy bounce. I just don't think they're that great of a team right now. So, I like the Rams getting past Arizona, no problem. And I think once you get the Rams, what did they? They've played. Who did they beat? They beat either Tampa or Green Bay already. So they've had a game. Have they played both of them? And I think both of them were good games. But like, I could see the Rams making it to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind having a stack of Michel and Stafford and Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp.
The Rams were 8.5-1 on Friday night. I don't know if that's moved, but I put $20 on them. Just because I was doing my research, and I'm like, Sony Michel's kind of transformed that team. I know he's been there all year, but like, who knew McVay wasn't doing coach speak when he's like, hey, yeah, you know, Sony Michel, I saw him against us in the Super Bowl and he killed us, and we wanted more physicality. So I don't know. That's like, still, Matthew Stafford starts struggling and Michel emerges and he kind of bounces them out. Sorry,
well,
Jacob.
So they lost at Green Bay, which that's the problem, is you have to go to Green Bay. They won at home.
But what was the Green Bay score? That was a close game, right?
I think within one.
Yeah.
Both of them were. It was, 34-24, 10 points, and then they lost at Green Bay 36-28, so one score.
Was Von Miller good for anything? Was he COVIDed out or not traded there yet?
I don't have all that right off the top of my head. Sorry.
Come on, Jake. Everybody's looking at the computer screen. Just click on the box score and see who got tackles.
Every single game box score. I'm not going to scroll down to the defensive part of it. Point being.
All right, I'll look it up, Jake.
Green Bay or Tampa Bay, no matter what, for the next round, unless Tampa Bay loses.
So you're saying Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs? Yeah. That's a good stack. Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, you're going on either side, I think the Bills are the easy one. I think the Bills are the easy pivot away. Although I don't mind the Bengals. You're telling me that, first of all, that's one of the matchups I think is going to be the easiest cakewalk of all of them. I think the Bengals are just going to roll over the Raiders. Like, good luck. I mean, the Raiders, you got into the playoffs, but I don't think anybody thinks the Raiders have a chance at this point. But if you can get past the Raiders and then you get the Chiefs.
So here's the small argument for the Raiders making it close. They're 5-3 on the road, and the Bengals were 5-4 at home. So they were actually – Bengals were actually better on – small argument, minor. So
like
you
said, small argument.
I got your Von Miller answer, Jakey.
I think Bengals-Bills to answer the person's question, and Rams-Cowboys.
Yeah, that person. It's DVR. Our producer. He put in a fake question.
Can I just answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Can I finish?
I was done. I gave the two teams on both sides.
All right. Well, say it again, because I might have talked over you a little bit.
Your amazing Von Miller information that everybody's pins and needles waiting for. So I said Bengals, Bills, and Rams, Cowboys.
Nice. I like those. I can get behind all of them.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Here's your Von Miller answer. Von Miller played against San Francisco, Baltimore, Minnesota, Seattle, Arizona, Jacksonville, Green Bay, and San Francisco again. He's got five sacks in his last four games. How about that, Jakey?
Wow.
The Rams are 5-3 with Von Miller. I mean, if you like that overtime loss to San Francisco yesterday is one of them. The Green Bay loss was 8 points. He played in that game. He had five tackles and one stiff.
Stuff, yeah.
Which I assume is just a stuff. Yeah. Well, but, I mean, that was his second game with them. So, I don't know. I mean, is that like a running back getting traded where you just jump in and start running and you're awesome? Or is that like a wide receiver where it takes a little while to learn the game? You look at Von Miller's stats, to me it looks like it takes a little while to learn the game.
I mean,
the schemes.
Or he just might not have been immediately playing. I would wonder what the snap count was.
This is one second, Jakey.
Devon Miller.
Actually, that's going to take a little bit longer. I got to pull up Radar 360.
Well, why don't you have it ready? Order. You were looking up the box scores.
I'm not. I looked up the game log. Fine. No, I'll check out snap counts.
I was giving you a hard time.
You guys talk about something else. I'll check out the snap. No. All right. Let me bring us to this. What? Go ahead, Jake.
Nothing.
We're the top three running backs right now. Jake, you're putting out rankings tomorrow for the playoffs? Very popular column every year, by the way.
Yeah.
Who are the top three running backs right now for the playoff fantasy? Yeah, Jake, give us top three.
Again, depending on what we're going with the NFC. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, just anybody. I would assume Sony Michel's got to be in that top three, right?
I think so. I'm looking.
With his latest emergence.
I mean, Joe Mixon will have to be in there.
Joe Mixon, Derrick Henry.
Maybe. But Derrick Henry, we don't know what Derrick Henry's going to show up.
Derrick Henry.
And Aaron Jones.
Derrick Henry.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Najee Harris, Aaron Jones.
No,
Derrick Henry.
No, because I say, if we're going according to your format.
Derrick Henry in there. They got to buy.
I don't care if they go. You got at least a game. The Titans are going to be favored. I think Cincinnati could upset
them. Zeke's got
top
four.
I'm not taking Cincinnati to upset them.
I would take Sony Michel.
Is Devin Singletary at the point of Zeke now?
No, your answer should be Elijah Mitchell if you think San Francisco is getting over the Cowboys.
But I'm not.
Because Elijah Mitchell, if you think the 49ers, and then they would get the Packers, they would definitively get the Packers unless somehow. Yeah, the Eagles beat the Bucks. The Eagles beat the Bucks and the 49ers beat the Cowboys. Then they can get there.
Jake, keep talking. I'm looking up Von Miller's snap count. Seriously, you challenge me?
No, because this is
I'm not Beller. I'm doing this.
Parse it down.
I'll take this right off the rails.
And Derrick Henry, basically, if we're assuming what we're assuming, are going to play each other. So one of them is going to get knocked out.
By the way, that was a compliment that Beller's a professional, not a.
All right, so, okay, if you're playing a confidence pool on all these matchups, what are your guys' least confident game? Yeah.
Of all of them?
That's a good one.
Patriots-Bills?
I
think the Bills are going to crush.
That's my second lowest one. I would say that I'm going to.
I think Kansas City's going to win.
Game as being my lowest confident one, but I think. Oh, not me. I just think the Rams. I think Arizona's kind of trash right now, to be honest with you.
They've already
I feel like the Raiders have a lot of momentum right now.
For 1 week?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I mean, all it takes is one week, really.
All that momentum they caught in overtime at the last minute.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs looked really good running the ball last night. I mean, Derek Carr is Derek Carr, but Darren Waller's healthy now, and they haven't had him for a while. These guys must love Rich Bisaccia. Like, if they got to make him their full time coach, right? Like, you can't.
All right, Nando, is that your not be like least confident game?
I think they're going to try and get an interview with Leftwich.
Yeah.
For me, it actually is a San Francisco Dallas, which weirdly, I'm so unconfident in it that I just assume that it's going to be a blowout one way or another. And that's how I landed on Dallas minus 14.
What's your most
I was looking
confident?
For it last night. They're not up yet.
Like, who's the most guaranteed? Kansas City? Gotta be.
I think Kansas City for me.
Which is
maybe
Jake's least
maybe
confident.
Buffalo.
So yeah, for me,
I kind of think the Eagles could mess
you're
up a lazy
tossing away New England. Like no, 100%.
Well, you like New England?
No, I. What's the spread? I'll tell you how much I like New England.
Jake, I'm still looking up Von Miller. I'm trying to figure out how this radar 360 thing works.
Are you trying to look up snaps?
Just give me a second, man.
Well, you can just go to.
I'm looking up defensive
PFF
snaps
for that.
But it's
that's pretty easy.
Oh, here we go. All right, week four. Let's see.
I'm bringing up in 2 seconds.
Well, by week
hosting
though.
A show, DVR is just going to check out over there.
When was he traded? I think DVR checked out a long time ago. Let's see. He only played. He played 33 snaps in week 7, 45 in week 8, 47 in week 10, 48 in week 12. So if he was traded, what, before week 7? Then he played 33, 45, and then got up to 60 by week 9.
So there's the snaps, like I said, all that.
You're all very welcome. Yeah, Jake. All right, so you were right, and that's what a good host does. Makes Jakey look good.
Well, Dallas's line is minus 3, by the way, and you're going to go all the way up to 14?
You know what? This just seems like I don't think it's going to be a close game. I understand it's a close matchup, but if Jimmy Garoppolo throws a couple interceptions – and on the other side, you got the guy who set an NFL record for interceptions. I mean, that's Jimmy Garoppolo's poison, man. That's his kryptonite, is throwing interceptions. He's got like 6 in the last week or something. Or
then
not
you
the last week.
I mean, honestly,
his
then
last
you should,
5 games.
You shouldn't only take the 14 then. You should also, if you're going to say that, because Vegas has got the game at 49.5, you should also take the Cowboys to smash their over then.
Maybe I will. Thanks,
don't
Jake.
Even make... I was just saying, like, don't even make the parlay that much bigger. But, I mean, you got it. That has to go hand in hand. If you're going to go minus 14, you have to smash the over on Cowboys.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that, you know, because I'm not a strong believer this is going to happen. This is more of like a $10 whim.
Yeah, but
crazy
you're losing
odds.
The 14. Either. What I'm saying is you're losing the 14. Like, you're saying it's not strong. I'm saying it's it goes lock and step. If your 14 hits, they're going to hit their over. That's my point.
28
they're not
to
winning this game 20-0.
You don't know that, Jake. No, they're not. I know, you're right. You're right. But, you know, all right, you're probably right. I'll probably do it. I just kind of like the enjoy, like the innocence.
You don't have to tease up their over. I'm just saying, just throw the over. You're going to get the increased odds anyway. So I'm just
all right, I'll do it for you.
You're
going to come with me, Jake?
No, because I actually cashed out a couple weeks ago.
Come on, Jake. It's the playoffs. It's fun.
Put more money in it?
It makes the watching experience so much better.
Sure. Are we going to go back to the other stuff now?
All right, let's go back to the other stuff now. So, Jake, top 5, go. Running backs.
Top 5 what? You said top 3, and we couldn't even get top 3 because it depends.
Well, no, it seems like you've got like a pretty strong conviction of who your top 5 are already. So, I just give us a preview.
No, because, I mean, if we're column. Just doing pure running backs in their own stance, I mean, that's a completely different thing. You know, it's like Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. I mean, Najee Harris, but Najee Harris would be a one game. Sony Michel. I mean, there's 6 right there. But now you're talking about those are just pure – these are the best running backs in the draft, in the playoffs. Now, it's how far do you think they're going to advance? Like, if you think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, even with the one lost game, Aaron Jones is better than Sony Michel.
Are you going to set up your column like that? Like, hey, it's up to you to figure out how far these guys are going to advance. I'm going to rank them for you, but I'm not going to factor in how far I think they're going to advance. So, you know, the rawness of it is still there.
Which is both. Which is, you get, here's the pure rankings, like if we were doing... ranking the playoffs as pure talent. So basically 1 week for the entire playoffs, if that makes sense. Yep. And then the second part is, here are my predictions. This is what I think, and this is how it affects my rankings if they're correct. If they're wrong, go make your own.
I like it. Brandon, you rank this year. Like, do you have any weird running back you like in these playoffs who you're going to bump up a little bit for some of these playoff challenges?
Well, the only running back that Jake didn't mention, he might just – is Singletary. Singletary's been
– Sam Singletary.
Yeah, he's been awesome in the last, month or so, and they've you know, they went to kind of a one back system. You know, it was what we hated, but they didn't run a whole lot. And then when they did, they were splitting it all season long, and then all last year, and then suddenly they said, you know what, Devin Singletary is our guy, and they've given him the workload. He gets goal line carries. You know, he's catching passes. So, yeah, Devin Singletary, if you like the Bills.
You know, the flip side of that is Damian Harris, who, Devin Singletary's, you know, kind of the carries and the yardage has been kind of like whatever, but he scored a crap load of touchdowns, especially recently. So I guess it depends on how you feel about that game, because you could almost make the same argument for Damian Harris. I know Stevenson's kind of come back and come on a little bit, but.
Well, Damian Harris also keeps getting banged up.
Damian Harris will score a touchdown in every playoff game he plays. That's just what you have to assume. The guy's he's a touchdown machine, but is he going to get one game and one touchdown? I mean,
in his last five games, he's got eight touchdowns in his last five games.
Yeah, that's six in his last three. Game. I mean, he came back, but he left. That's why. It's nothing against Damian Harris. Everybody knows I love Damian Harris. That was one of the best calls for the season, Damian Harris. But it's every single game he's getting banged up.
Go ahead, Jake. Take a victory lap.
No.
Are you done? Let us know when you're done. All right, let's move to wide receivers then. Right? I mean, that's, you know, stick around for Jake's rankings. Those will be paywalled. We're not going to let them go free like we did those Week 18 rankings to be generous in the holiday spirit.
Are we going
to
do a mini draft?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let's draft two apiece.
What are the rules? Double points when you advance?
The NFC one.
All right. Yeah, sure. Let's let Funston go for it. We'll go Funston, Jake, nice. Me, Jake Funston.
Are you going to try and keep track of it somewhere?
Okay, hold on. Actually, I got a whiteboard right behind me. Here we go.
All right.
Give me 1 second.
I was gonna say open up a Google Doc, but I guess
not. No, Jake, come on. We're old school. If you're going to make me do a video show, I'm going to use this stupid whiteboard behind me.
That nobody can say except for you?
I'll turn it. You just keep talking, Jake. Talk about Von Miller a little more.
Let's see here. Hold on. See if you can see this.
Now we're pulling up. Oh my God, this is so off the rails.
Funston, Jake, Nando.
Yeah, I guess it's very small. I don't know if you're going to get everybody's picks in on that one.
Can't see it. My pick is Cooper Kupp.
We got Funston and
I'm taking
Ja.
Cooper Kupp.
There you go.
Well, hold on, let me just get these over. Is this PPR? What's the score?
Half. Default.
I don't think NFC is half, Jake.
By the way, the industry should just default to half PPR everywhere. That should be a thing now. We gotta bring everybody into lockstep on that.
So you think Rams are going all the way?
Yeah, I'm thinking they'll go at least two
games. Everybody who's listening that didn't get to see the video.
Yeah, there's a whiteboard behind me.
This is what the clanking and the banging and the... This is what
don't
you
worry,
just
Jake. It'll all get edited out. There
just
you go.
Go watch the. Okay. Don't even listen to the podcast. Just go watch the replay on YouTube in 1.5 speed. There you go.
No, don't worry about it. Jake, go ahead. It's your pick.
Kelsey.
What?
You just talked.
I thought we were doing a wide receiver draft. We're doing a full draft.
You just said two apiece.
Anything goes.
That's
draft.
I understood it. Yeah, you actually made up the rules.
Yeah, you legitimately said two apiece.
You can't. Would you like to change your pick?
Two apiece. I thought we were drafting just wide receivers because we were. He's like, okay, let's talk wide receivers. Oh, let's have a draft. So I thought we were just drafting wide receivers. But you know what?
Do you want Kelsey?
No, I want Kupp. I mean, I didn't luckily really I picked a guy that I would take first, okay. No matter what.
Okay. Well, yes.
So running back. Running backs are in play too. Okay.
Yes.
Right. I think so.
The main four positions. Okay. That's it. Nando, you go.
Jake, who's your number one running back again?
We didn't decide. That's up to you to pick.
All right. I think I'm going to go Aaron Jones. I like it. Yeah, all right. You know what? Yeah,
I'm just laughing at DVR's thoughts. That's all.
I can't read them because I'm paying attention to this. Why don't you read them out loud, Jake, for all the podcast listeners?
Is it too late for DVR to go to law school?
I ask myself the same question, but with medical school every day. Every day I wake up.
So Aaron Jones and?
Oh, man. Here's the thing. I don't think there are a lot. You know, we just talked about top five. So if everyone's picking two, someone's going to get screwed. I don't know, here's my brain. Is it Elijah Mitchell or is it Devin Singletary? Right
now? You're just going.
Because I'm thinking who's going to advance.
It's you. Total control running back here.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Devin Singletary and ride the Bills all the way to the Super Bowl. Sorry, I got a fine point marker if it's tough for everybody to see. My bad.
It is. It is quite difficult.
All right, Jake, you're up. Stop stalling. Aaron Jones, Devin Singletary off the board.
They are off the board. So,
well, then, technically, actually, they're on the board. Huh?
Thanks. So, yeah.
Jake, talk us through your thought process, too, man. Don't just say a name.
I was about to. How many times you want to let me? Can I start? You want to take a pause there?
Can I finish?
Can I go all in on the Chiefs at this point? Because obviously now I have to. I did want to talk the strategy out for everybody out there. This is one of those ones, if you keep your team, there is no strategy, in my opinion, in taking any Bills at this point, because you just hamstrung your team from basically, you're eliminating players from one game. Like if I cook Kelsey and you didn't take Singletary, it still doesn't make sense, because now I've guaranteed one of them getting knocked out the next round. So now I'm fading.
You're also covering yourself too.
You're limiting your upside. I know Funston earlier said that, like, I don't really look for the stacks like DFA, but when I'm going this, the way that you win all of it is there is luck. You have to get your picks right. Like, you don't win by having, you know, a balanced team through unless you can replace. So I'm going for, you said they don't replace and they get bonus. So that's what I'm going for. So that's why I would go for the stack. But I'm not going to stay on this side. I'm going to go for the other side. And I'm going to go for the other side and take Devontae Adams, of who I think is going to match in the Super Bowl. So I'm taking the second best wide receiver, and I do think that the Packers go.
So here's the other part to this. If we were really drafting and you have your player for as long as they're alive and then you lose them and you can't replace, then every pick we just made so far in a real draft would probably be a quarterback, because while in the regular season, you know, there's enough options and there's not enough, you know, we say there's enough players out there at quarterback that you can get close to production similarly from other quarterbacks. But when you're talking about a small amount of quarterbacks and a small amount of games, like, the fact that quarterbacks score more on a consistent basis than the running backs and the wide receivers make the quarterbacks the best value. So typically when
I get your point, but I think we've mentioned already like five different teams that we think could be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so but we really think that it's Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes and probably Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers with maybe Matt Stafford. Like, that's what we
you
really
like Stafford.
Yeah, that's what we really
well, see, that's the thing. It's like, I still have Dak as an option too. Like, I know you're poo-pooing.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, I don't think the Cowboys. I don't think, and my wife's calling me. But.
So you're going quarterback here is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but which quarterback is he going to, like, because Jake, that's going to force your stack decision, actually.
If we kept going, right. Like, if I would suddenly pivot now and say, you know what, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. You know, if I was continuing on, I would just all of a sudden be like, okay, I'm going to take who I think is the best quarterback, and I might as well grab, like, you know, the top wide receiver there as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Wait, aren't we continuing on, though?
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna.
So he's taking Mahomes and Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep trying to stop.
Buzz is like, we're doing this draft two apiece. Now let's stop.
Okay, I thought we were just doing like two players. Let's do it. Okay, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. So I got both. I got feeling pretty good about that. I got two pretty good receivers.
You need a coffee.
I got coffee.
That is. Those are pretty stud receivers.
Okay.
All right, Jakey. So I guess this forces your hand at Aaron Rodgers then.
I was going to say, then, taking Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
There you go.
I'm going to go with definitely CeeDee Lamb.
So now Dak?
I like Dallas, and I think I'm going to go Dak and stack him. Stack him. And now that's with me hoping. I'm thinking maybe Gronk comes back, and if he doesn't, maybe I'll go Schultz. But let's wait and see.
Okay.
What you two do. All right, Jake. So far, you got Kelsey, Adams, and Rodgers. This is your fourth pick. Half point PPR.
Well, so now, as much as I just said that before, I'm for everything I was talking about, like the Kelsey, just have to throw out the window. Just because it's either Kelsey or not. It survived by him taking Mahomes and Hill. So I'll take Josh Allen.
Oh, Jakey.
Well, you know, no, because it offsets.
Jamar Chase is still out there. Like,
because now
a lot
it offsets now.
Left out.
Yeah,
I know this is Elijah how it comes, Mitchell, but this is how. Chase. Yeah, but you're thinking like a draft and hold type. This is what you have to factor in,
right? All right, Funston, you're up for two. You got Cooper Kupp, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek.
Yeah, and I'm going to alter mine a little bit as well. And even though I have Cooper Kupp, I have like the dominant force in the Rams. And if the Rams go, like, Cooper Kupp is just a predictable point machine. But I like the fact that Tom Brady and Gronk, who I think could. good battle with Kelce now that, you know, it's him and Mike Evans pretty much in that passing game. I think you could battle with Kelce as the top tight end in this fantasy playoff. So give me Brady and give me Gronk.
Wow. So you got Brady and Mahomes. Wait, are we playing this as a two-quarterback league, or are you just like
having... That's what we're doing. That's what like that's my setup is.
You don't even know what we're doing. You tried to make up the rules and don't even know what we're doing.
We said two apiece, right? Like it's two quarterbacks, two running backs.
We thought so, and then you were like, all right, we're done. Only wide receivers. Yeah, so she changed
it's
it like
super,
three times.
Super flex.
All right. Okay. Oh, okay. Fair. All right, Jakey. Go ahead.
Diggs.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Stephen Diggs. All right. So I'm going to go double stack with Burrow and Chase. And see how that looks when the dust settles. So right now I got Aaron Jones, Devin Singletary, CeeDee Lamb, Dak, Burrow, and Chase.
Okay.
I kind of like that. It's weird, but I like the teams they play for.
Kelce, Adams, Starburst, and I can't see the rest.
What do you mean? Rodgers?
No, the giant glare that we... There you go.
Okay, you go,
so
Jake.
Adam Rodgers, Alan Diggs, and Kelce. Okay. So, I need a running back. So, all right, let's see. Well, now you push me towards the Bills, but I can't go with Bills, obviously, because he took Singletary already. Or you took Singletary.
Singletary is my second round draft pick.
Yeah, so you took Aaron Rodgers, so you kind of like skewed me away from that. So now I got to...
No, you have Aaron Rodgers.
No. I meant to say Aaron Jones.
Oh, yeah.
So how I would play this is that I hope that Funston goes belly up with his Buccaneers, and I'll take Ezekiel Elliott and hope that the Cowboys run through.
All right, so...
Interesting.
Give me the second round of the playoffs. If the Chiefs and the Bills win, who are they likely to...
Man, there are no 49ers. No 49ers have been taken.
No. If the Bills and Chiefs win, they are 1,000% playing each other. They're the 2 and 3 seed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then since he plays Tennessee.
Yes. Okay. The Raiders play Tennessee. The Patriots would play Tennessee. The Steelers would play Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... You know what? I'll take Joe Mixon.
The Bengals would head to Kansas City if the Patriots beat the Bills.
And I might as well just keep in on the box. Give me Mike Evans. Wait. Oh, I can't. I can't. I already have two wide receivers, so I need...
Oh, we'll allow it since we don't really have any rules.
Oh, I thought we were going to go. I need a second running back. I have to get a second running back, so I'll just keep on with the Rams. So I'm Rams, Bucks, and Chiefs. Give me Sony Michel. Mixon and Michel. Nice. There we go.
Championship.
There you go, Jiggy.
Wait, so we're just doing two positions of each the end?
Mm-hmm.
So you only have one pick left?
This is why we need DVR.
I think so. We can riff on it afterwards.
So you have one tight end to go?
I have to get two tight ends.
Oh, I have to get another tight end, don't I?
Brandon needs one tight end. Jake, you need...
Then why don't we just make it...
Yeah.
Why don't we make it one tight end and a flex?
Let's make it...
No, we're not going to bend this to Jake's...
Because there's
wins.
A ton of things out there. That's all I'm saying. There's
I know, and
names.
That's why we'll recap after the draft. Okay. Like, how do we not take Deebo Samuel?
So...
Well, maybe.
All right, because if he doesn't make it past the first round... So,
well, you can do that, Nando. You're guaranteed two games out of CeeDee Lamb or Deebo Samuel. Then
I don't have a second running back, right?
I can only take two tight ends according to these rules that we fashioned. Yeah,
I don't have a second running back, correct?
You've got... I should have put their positions. I'm sorry, I don't have multicolored markers, Jake. You have Zeke.
So, all right, Derrick Henry.
Oh, Jake, that's ballsy, man. Next week, our entire show is going to be about Dante Foreman. We're just going to break him down for 45 minutes. All right, so I got to take two tight ends, right?
If you don't have any
Two, three, four, five, six. Man, that's... Oh, all right, we'll take Kittle and see what happens there.
Well, why don't you just stay in the same game?
I'm going to take Dalton Schultz. All
right, there you go.
Oh, wait, or am I? Or is Jake trying to get inside my head? Hold on one second. Do I maybe want Darren Waller? Do I maybe want Zach Ertz?
You want the same game at this point.
Do I, Jake?
Yeah, because you're already in on the Cowboys, and you're guaranteed.
Yeah, and watch the Cowboys losing the first round. Gone.
I mean, just...
And then what?
That's why. This is why when it's a draft, you're going for that. When you're playing this kind of format, this is why you go with kind of a stack situation because, you know...
But I'm already stacking Lamb and Dak. Why am I going...
No, because here's why. Like, you take Waller. Let's say they lose as expected. Okay, you got one game from Waller. You're still gone. Like, even if he plays two games and somehow you still got two games of Waller, then you still have no tight end for the championship and the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
I'll have Kittle.
No, if Kittle loses as expected. Either way, like Kittle's not making
the
championship.
Fine, you're right.
Game.
Kittle and Schultz. All right,
out either way. I'm trying to break down the thought process of stacking and why it doesn't matter to try and find balance and be like, "Woo, I got one extra game," because one extra game is not going to win your league, especially when we're talking about this format. So to go back to this, because of this, is I am in on the Packers and Bills mostly. I'll put Dawson Knox in there as my second tight end.
All right.
Yeah, and since I'm in on KC, the Rams, and the Bucks, but Jake's got Kelsey, I guess I'll take Tyler Higbee.
All right.
See, where you could go with your thought process, Nando, is like for mine, as much as I spelled out the whole thing with Kelsey, not wanting to do that, now I have my tight end, at least in the championship game over there.
Knox.
And Kelsey.
In the AFC,
because they don't even play each other in the first round.
Yeah, so if New England wins and Pittsburgh pulls off an upset, you're screwed.
I'm also in Vegas, like trying to like figure out what the hell went wrong, because not happening.
Chalk would be Jeff Swaim and Travis Kelce in the championship game. So
Jeff
Swaim. There's so many good players left. I'm going to allow a bonus round of any player you want, not a quarterback. Funson, you go first. Yeah, just pick your bonus player.
Let's see. My bonus player will be, I just love Debo. Why not? San Francisco shocks the world. I'll be ready for it.
All right, Debo Samuel's still out there. Elijah Mitchell's still out there. Jake, help me out here. Nick Westbrook, Akinia still out there. Najee Harris
AJ
still
Brown,
out there.
Yeah.
No.
AJ Brown still
where
out
I was
there.
Going. I was going AJ Brown.
AJ Brown? All right. AJ Brown still out there. let me think, man.
Damian Harris.
There's so much drama here now. What do we do? Not Damian Harris.
Omari.
Why not? You just talked him up for an hour.
They're the Patriots. They might do something weird. I don't want to be so touchdown dependent here with my bonus player.
Did anybody draft Zeke? Did anybody take Zeke?
Yeah, Jake took him over here.
Back when you were still trying to change the rules for the third time.
But Jake, you take him over Elijah Mitchell?
Who?
Damian Harris?
I don't think the 49ers have a shot in hell of winning. And I could be 100% wrong. I have already admitted that. But I don't think there's a chance the 49ers win this game.
What about Darrell Williams?
You know, we didn't touch any Eagles either.
Edwards Alaire could be back.
It complicates things, although he was better than Edwards Alaire.
I'm kind of looking down the rest of the... I'm looking at the...
Keyshawn Vaughn? Keyshawn Vaughn?
Who do you want? No, the Le'Veon Bell came in and got the touchdown.
Yeah,
Keyshawn Vaughn wasn't even that good as a running. Would you get the hell off Keyshawn Vaughn?
Looking at like...
what do you average like three? He was Rex Burkhead out there.
I'm looking at who's the chalky running backs.
Yeah, if Josh Jacobs, if the Raiders upset the Bengals and then upset the Titans.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll take Darren Waller.
Put it this way.
I think you should take Elijah Mitchell. You were on the right track with Elijah.
The Raiders, even if somehow the Raiders win, they're headed to Tennessee or Kansas City. They're not winning those games.
You don't know that, Jake. That's what they said about Tampa Bay last year. I'm taking Elijah Mitchell. Go. That's a smart move.
There it is.
We have to write out his entire name.
Yeah, that was the last one. And I wanted to go all lowercase.
Hello, all right, Elijah Mitchell. You know that.
Do you?
I had a fun phone call yesterday from one of my closest buddies called me up and said, you were right. And I said, about what? Because there's so many things. He goes, I finally admit how right you are about Elijah Mitchell. And if Funston remembers, on this very show, called the Jacksonville Jaguars upset.
Did you straight up call it? I don't remember that.
I
remember loving the idea
Maybe
and the
it was
possibility
on the other show.
Of it.
I don't know.
I don't
was it
remember
on my
that
other
show.
I just said it might have been on my other show. Sorry. I was
with stepmom Lauren.
No. That was with
Do you like her better than us?
Oh, 1,000% because she doesn't interrupt me 100 times.
Maybe she's afraid of you. These teams are interesting. So here's a quick recap. Funston got Kupp, Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Tom Brady. Let's have DVR tell us in the private chat who he likes the best. And then we'll wrap it up.
You could just put it on the screen as he's put everything else. Why would he wait to put this on the chat?
Because it's a podcast, man.
What?
Yeah, zoom in. Zoom like into it. Zoom into it.
Here we go.
This is what people are going to be like, I'm never tuning in again.
Or maybe they'll just want to tune in all the time. For tomfoolery
You only need two friends. You could.
Ah! This is the longest we've gone, Brandon, with a second look it.
With a what?
Funston's catchphrase, look it.
Are you making fun of his crutches? That's messed
up, Jake. It's his catchphrase. Everybody actually enjoys it. They've mentioned it before.
Kupp, Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Tom Brady, Gronk, Mixon, Sony Michel, Tyler Higbee, Deebo Samuel is the bonus play.
Strong.
Jiggy, Kelsey, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Zeke, Derrick Henry, Knox, A.J. Brown, Nando, Aaron Jones, Devin Singletary, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, George Kittle, Dalton Schultz, Elijah Mitchell. That's a bulletproof team with no weaknesses.
No. Should I be calling you Nando this whole time? I've been called.
I did that. Sorry.
Pause for 1 second? And while DVR is trying to figure out who he likes the best, as you mentioned, let's just, as a sidebar, no Damien Harris, no Darren Waller, no Kyler Murray, no Chase Edmonds or Connor. That team didn't even, no Najee Harris, no Deontay Johnson.
I got them at 40-1. I bought it when J.J. Watt's coming back.
No Joe Burrow?
Let's
no
take
Joe
a look
Burrow,
at his snaps.
No T. Higgins? Or some...
No Joe Burrow? Yeah, no T. Higgins. We only got Jamar Chase.
And Mixon. That's the only two
I thought you were going to go in on the Bengals. I had to pivot. I went with the Titans. Slight edge, Brandon.
Oh.
Slight Oh, yeah. I'll take that. Too.
Slight edge over who? Let's remember, this is DVR. He's a baseball guy, so let's not really put a lot on his opinion. Let us know. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter.
He's only 80% into his rankings.
Yeah, right? And it's 80% for a while. At Brandon Funson, at All In Kid. I know, Jake. I know what you're going for. All right. Well, I'm sure this is very helpful to people. Jake's rankings are going to be up
tomorrow?
Tuesday. They're good. I mean, like, look, I'll just tell you from looking at it on the back end, a lot of people read it. A lot of people actually become subscribers to The Athletic because of those rankings.
Because nobody does it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, you're filling a niche. But every year, like, consistently, it's, you know, very popular. So it's good stuff, too. Selfino, I think, is going to be doing something, too, more strategy-wise. But we'll see. He wrote something a few years ago about the best format. Maybe we could pop that back up again. I'll try and find it. Anyway, we hope you all had a good time. We hope this was somewhat helpful. I'll leave up on the board, I guess, maybe through the playoffs, unless we do something else with the whiteboard in the next couple of weeks.
Start crossing people
off. Same bad time. Yeah, right? Out. Same bat channel. All right. We love you all. We'll see you soon. Bye.